A pair of bombs exploded in two luxury hotels in Jakarta, Indonesia this morning, killing at least 8 people and wounding dozens of others. Chris Altieri has more.
The bombs targeted two luxury hotels in an upscale business district of the capital that is heavily frequented by foreigners. These witnesses say the bombs exploded in rapid succession.
I heard of a bomb first, the Marriott bomb at 10 to 8, and a lot of people crying. And just 10 minutes after, a bomb in the hotel, the building moved a lot.
There was a sound, for me it was a piercing sound, and then within about 5 minutes afterwards, there was just a very, very loud noise, and I looked up and there was white smoke and I left.
Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono said the attack was carried out by a terrorist group and vowed to see justice done to the perpetrators. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton condemned the bombings as reflecting what she called the viciousness of violent extremists and said they remind us that the threat of terrorism remains very real. She said the United States is prepared to provide assistance if requested by the Indonesian government. The European Union condemned the blasts as brutal. The Islamic terror organization Jamaah Islamiyah is based in Indonesia, and national authorities believe the group has the capability to carry out bombing attacks, even though there has been a massive crackdown in recent years by anti-terror officials in Indonesia, in which police have detained most of the key figures in the outfit and rounded up hundreds of other sympathizers and lesser figures. I'm Chris Altieri.